to the medical staff, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, what are they telling you so far?
Nobody's really saying much of anything. You know, we're just going to wait and see how everything responds to, you know, the days of work that I've got. And, you know, we'll go from there.
If it's your decision, OC, if it's your decision, would you play?
Well, of course. It's a playoff game. You know, there's no question that, you know, I want to be out there and I would play if it's my decision. But, you know, it's going to be up to them.
Your teammates seem to think you're going to play. What would you say the likelihood is?
You know, I have to leave that up to the coaches and the medical staff, man. I don't really know, but, you know, hopefully I'll be able to go out there and play.
How do you feel so far in practice?
I feel all right. You know, it was a high ankle sprain. Those are pretty tough to recover from, but, you know, I feel like, you know, I've had sufficient time to let it heal, and, you know, hopefully I'll be able to play.
Is the biggest issue the explosiveness off the line, or is it mobility? What sort of...
It's always explosiveness, you know, because my whole thing is my first step in my explosion, so, you know, I have to have that, and the past couple of weeks I haven't had it, but it seems to be coming around now.
Oh, so is it an injury that could limit you just to one side, or could you flop if you had to?
You know, I haven't played the left side in since 2000. Right. Been here a while, man. Right. I've been playing left side since 2004. So if they need me to go over there and play to the left side, that's exactly what I'll do.
How's your speed? Because that's something guys are saying. They're like, God, he looks fast. You know, he's coming off an injury.
Man, that's, you know, that's what I hang my hat on. You know, I constantly work on that, and, you know, thankfully I still have it.
How much are you just looking forward to getting back out there? I mean, whether it's this week or, you know, whatever.
I'm anxious, man. You know, I've missed my teammates. You know, I've missed being out there in the football field. And, you know, every time I'm out there, I enjoy myself. I love playing. So I've missed it, and, you know, I'm just anxious to be able to get back out there whenever it's time.
What does it feel like knowing that it could finally happen this week after a month of sitting around and doing all the work and all that stuff?
It's exciting, man. I'm just happy and anxious to get out there. You know, I've watched my guys go out there and play outstanding football, and hopefully I can just come in and add to that.
What are some of the things that you'll do over the next few days to get yourself better?
Just keep on practicing. You know, we have another day of practice tomorrow, another day on Saturday. So I'll just keep on working and, you know, working on my agilities, and hopefully I'll be able to go on Sunday.
What do you think about when you go trying to chase Romo? He's got that spin move. He always keeps plays alive, loves to roll out.
He's an exceptional quarterback. Over these last, I think, 7 or 8 games, he's played at a high level as any quarterback in football. So he's very mobile. He does things with his arm. He escapes the pocket. He's a very good football player, and we have our work cut out for us.
How frustrating has the season been for you?
Not frustrating at all, honestly. You know, I mean, you know, the first 3 games I missed with the, you know, with the knee scope that I had, and then, you know, I came in, I felt like I was playing some of the best football of my career. But then, you know, you can't control somebody falling on your ankle, man. That's just what happens in football. And so, you know, I missed the last couple of games, but it's been a fun time, man. I've had a great time with my teammates. You know, I love this coaching staff, and, you know, I'm just happy to still be here.
How much hungrier does that make you to want to get on the field in this game?
Well, I mean, I can't really control that. So when I get back on the football field, I'm just going to be this, you know, how I always am. I'm going to play as hard as I always play, and hopefully we'll have a positive outcome.
Oh, so you think you can be yourself on Sunday night?
I wouldn't be out there if I wasn't going to be myself. You know, nobody cares if you're injured, as, you know, I've evidenced with, you know, other players around here. Everybody just expects you to be the same guy no matter what. So whenever you feel able to go out there and play is when you have to be able to go out there and play. So if I'm out there on the football field, I'll be myself.
Normally after the first day of practice, that's when they really look for swelling and aches and stuff. So what did you feel when you woke up this morning?
Just felt, you know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But yesterday I didn't really do quite as much as I did today. So today I did a lot, and, you know, we'll see how it responds tomorrow.
Well, see, given the nature of where you play, they can spot you in and out. Or, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be 100 snaps.
Well, I would assume that's what's going to happen anyway. You know, you know, whether I was injured or not, I assume that's what's going to happen, obviously, with the way things have shaken out here. So, you know, I don't expect to play a whole bunch of plays, but, you know, when I'm in them, I'm going to come as hard as I can.
Jason said that if you do play, he'd like to start because it's his birthday, I guess. Mm-hmm. Would you honor that request?
He deserves to be the starter. There's no question about it. You know, this guy's playing at as high a level as I've seen a defensive end playing in a long time. You know, I've been here a while, so he deserves to be the starter, whatever this team needs for me to do. You know, whether that's come in and spot him or tuck or rush, whatever they need me to do, I'll go out there and do. I don't have a problem with that.
What's your gut feeling at right now? Mm-hmm. Just a gut feeling. Will you be...
Will I be on my gut feeling?
Just your gut feeling.
Well, you know, I can't. We're really not allowed to you know, really answer questions like that. So I'm going to have to defer to Coach Coughlin. What happened? No, you have to ask Coach Coughlin, man. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
He said you would answer.
He said I would answer that? Are you lying?
You know, so it's the Cowboys, too, a playoff game. You couldn't come back at a better time, could you?
Right. It's just so funny how things work out, you know, and I think this is obviously the biggest game of our season, the biggest game we've had here for a long time, and, you know, hopefully I'll be able to be out there with my teammates and help them.